From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. An email suggesting that Governor Eric Greitens created limited liability corporations to hide campaign donations from the public has been released by the Missouri House Committee investigating him. Marshall Griffin reports.
Prosecutors said they had no choice but to drop the charges after Greitens' attorneys were given permission to call Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner as a witness. The move limited her ability to try the case. The defense team had wanted to question her about an investigator she hired. They say he lied under oath several times. In his first public remarks about the charges in weeks, Greitens said the experience had humbled and changed him.
At this time, I'd ask people of goodwill to come together so that all of us can continue to do good together.
The dismissal of the invasion of privacy case does not end the legal or political woes for Greitens. He could still be impeached by the Missouri House. He has also been charged with a separate felony for allegedly misusing a list of donors to his charity for his campaign. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Columbia education officials have removed a reference to Robert E. Lee amid a national movement of reconsidering Confederacy symbols. The Columbia Board of Education unanimously voted yesterday to rename Robert E. Lee Elementary to Locust Street Expressive Arts Elementary School. The Columbia Missourian reports. Arguments for the name change included Lee's effort to keep slavery in place and that the name Lee failed to promote inclusion and a welcoming environment. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner says she intends to refile with a special prosecutor after the felony invasion of privacy charge against Governor Eric Greitens was dropped. Jason Rosenbaum looks into whether someone else will take the politically charged case.
Greitens attorney Scott Rosenblum doubts a judge would agree for a restart with a special prosecutor, pointing to a lack of evidence Gardner produced.
The facts aren't going to change. You know, the narrative, for our narrative was always going to be solid. They were never going to be able to support the charge.
University of Missouri Columbia law professor Ben Trachtenberg says Gardner may be able to find a respected private attorney to jumpstart the governor's case.
And so if you go to the judge and say, this respected person is ready to be the special prosecutor, will you please appoint her? That might be an easier sell than going to the judge and saying, please find someone for me.
Greitens is accused of taking a semi-nude photo of a woman he was having an affair with without her consent. The charge was dropped Monday after the defense made Gardner a witness in the case. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Meanwhile, the St. Louis police have launched an investigation into how the city's prosecutor's office handled the felony invasion of privacy against Governor Greitens. The decision was made after the police met with two of Greitens' attorneys, who announced today that they would ask for an investigation. The defense attorneys allege that William Tisby, an investigator hired by Kim Gardner, lied to the court and withheld evidence. Lastly, Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway's office is seeking information about the use of taxpayer funds to hire private attorneys for Governor Greitens' case. Attorneys Ross Garber and Eddie Grime say they've been hired to represent the governor's office. Galloway sent a letter to Greitens' office seeking detailed information on the contracts and billings for the attorneys. I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.